As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are a land of law and order, and this administration is repeatedly showing time and time again they do not care about what the Supreme Court says. They do not care about the rule of law, and you cannot defend sending people to another country.
CNN just did a poll.
To another country where they don't have rights.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
We've got Hans on the phone this morning from the Heritage Foundation, and great to have you back, my friend. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
That was David Hogg, the vice chair of the DNC, talking about how lawless the Trump administration is, and I was anxious to get your take on the, you know, this emergency halt that the Supreme Court showed. I think Justice Alito blasted them for it this weekend. What do you make of that, Hans?
Well, first of all, Hogg is just telling a complete lie. He can't point to a single order so far that the Trump administration has actually disobeyed. And what happened over the weekend was that this was the procedural battle here is so complicated. It would take us a couple of hours probably to explain it, Mark. But in essence, after the Supreme Court said to Judge Boasberg, who is in D.C., that, look, you don't have jurisdiction over this case filed by these Venezuelan gang members. If they want to dispute their removal, they got to go down to Texas. Why? Because they got to file what's called habeas corpus petitions, and you can only do that where you're being detained. So the Venezuelans had the ACLU file habeas petitions on their behalf down in Texas, and they asked the judge down there to issue an order telling the government they couldn't remove them before the hearings. And the judge said, well, there's no indication by the government that they're going to disobey the Supreme Court's order and remove these guys before they've had their habeas petition. So, no, I'm not going to issue a stay. So what do the ACLU do? They file an emergency petition late Friday night with the U.S. Supreme Court saying, the government is not obeying your prior order and they're about to remove hundreds of Venezuelans, you know, blah, 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 all of which the lower court said wasn't true. And what does the Supreme Court do? They issue a stay at 1 a.m. Saturday morning, saying that while this case is in the lower courts, nobody will be removed.
Wow.
And what Thomas and Alito said in their dissent is, what are you doing? There's no indication. You didn't even hear from the government before you issued this order. So all of this means is that whatever members of this Venezuela gang are still in the U.S., they're going to stay in the U.S. in jail until the lower courts have heard their claims that they shouldn't be deported.
Explain.
Eventually, I think the Trump administration is going to win.
Hans, explain this whole argument of due process that we keep hearing about that's included in the 5th and 14th Amendments, because I've been reading about it and it talks about how this applies to citizens and non-citizens. How does this apply here or to any of these illegals like Garcia?
Well, if they're in the country illegally, their due process rights are extremely limited. And in fact, if they already had hearings before immigration judge, which is like the El Salvadoran that Chris Van Hollen went to see, the courts are the ones disobeying the law. The immigration courts have already ruled that he was illegal in the U.S. He had no right to be here. Yeah, one of those immigration judges said, well, I'm going to give you a temporary pass to stay in the U.S. But those immigration judges report to the attorney general under the law and the regulations. And if the attorney general wants to overrule that, the attorney general can do that. This area, like I said, it's very complicated. But what the bottom line here is, it's not the Trump administration disobeying the courts. It's federal judges disobeying specific laws that apply to illegal aliens and, frankly, going beyond what they're entitled to do. You know, Boasberg just said he was thinking about holding the administration in contempt, and the Court of Appeals stopped that over the weekend. How does he think he can hold them in contempt when the Supreme Court said to him, not only do you not have jurisdiction over this case, you never had jurisdiction because it should have been filed down in Texas.
Yeah, there's a real arrogance problem going on here, for sure.
There is.
That's true. Hans von Spakovsky, thanks for your analysis, as always.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you. Yes, I can speak, even though it's a Monday morning. Analysis. Analysis. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. All right, coming up, we got to check in with the Nicole Murray. See what's going on in the markets coming up on this Easter Monday. I assume the markets are open today. I think they are. I don't have any reason to think that they're not.
They are.
And then a little later, we'll get to Tom Ackerman with more on the Blues. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.